New England may have the reputation as the best place for viewing fall foliage, but SUNY ESF Professor Don Leopold says you can't beat upstate New York for the length of the leaf peeping season as well as the broad variety of color. He says places like Vermont and New Hampshire get the reputation from all the sugar maples dotting the hills, but in his opinion...
My favorite place is a place like Green Lakes where you have not only sugar maple, but you've got 25 or 30 different other tree species. You've got all the evergreens thrown in. You've got lots of large trees and small trees, so it's very structurally complex. And then you have that beautiful aquamarine water in both of the lakes. I just don't think there's anything like it anywhere in the country.
So what are the trees that create such a beautiful fall palette? Leopold walked the campus at SUNY ESF, looking at what we all see on a fall day, spotting some bright yellow leaves.
It's very common throughout the university area. It's called green ash, and green ash, unlike white ash, green ash always turns yellow. You can always count on it. So you can actually identify trees over the big landscape by looking at crown sizes and looking at the color. So whenever you see a crown that big and you see that color, it has to either be a hickory or it has to be an ash.
Then there are the maple trees, which are all over. And the king of all maples, the sugar maple.
So sugar maple, it's indeed one of the most beautiful trees in the Northeast. It's also our state tree. It's the source of maple syrup. It has tremendous wood value. It's really one of the most perfect trees in North America.
And I see the seeds are still up there. You still got those.
And the squirrels love these. Squirrels will often cut the ends of the branches just so they can drop a bunch of clumps of these seeds on the ground. But it's important wildlife food as well. And these seeds, once they go through a cold winter period, will germinate in the spring. And it's not unusual to see a carpet of seedlings in the forest every spring.
But not all maple trees are created equal. And they don't all change color and drop their leaves at the same time. So while the sugar maple is brightest during mid-October, there's the red maple that turns in September and the Norway maple that holds on to its leaves a little bit longer.
And Norway maple is interesting in that it has a beautiful fall color. It's a dark yellow or golden, and it has this disease that's very common, these black spots. It's called tar spot. And then when the leaves turn golden, and they turn gold about on Halloween, and it's just like the tree was made for coloring up on Halloween.
Leopold also notes the Norway maple does have its detractors.
A lot of downside to Norway maple. It's actually regarded as one of the more invasive tree species in New York. It throws out a lot of seeds, and the seeds will invade woodlands, and it's more competitive than our native sugar maple. So imagine a forest someday that's Norway maple, which you can't tap for maple syrup, but doesn't have as good as wood. The shade is so dense you can't have a lawn underneath it.
And then there are those trees that just don't turn at all. There's
a group of trees that no matter what the conditions are, no matter how perfect they are, just do not have any fall color. And this is one. It goes from green to brown, almost looks like a paper bag in color.
What are those perfect conditions? Lots of sunshine, chilly nights, and the one thing that'll ensure a drab fall.
If you get a lot of rain when the leaves are at their peak, they fall off quickly. If you don't, if you get a stretch of 5 or 7 days of nice dry weather, the leaves will just hang on and the fall color season will last a lot longer.
That and the variety of trees gives New Yorkers a longer season to enjoy the colors.
The advantage of being in central New York is that the fall color period is extended because of the greater number of tree species. And because of the microtopography that's throughout central New York, you get fall color displays over a much longer period.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.